We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
The future of interest rates. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve has met and decided to do nothing. As expected, interest rates won't be going up for now. Emphasis on for now. The new question is, where do we go from here? Where's the economy going? Where are interest rates going down the road? The Fed laid out economic projections and a rough roadmap to get the country back down all the way to its goal of 2% inflation. But there will be challenges along the way, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell was almost cheerful at yesterday's press conference. After all, things are looking pretty good. Inflation is moving down toward the Fed's 2% target. The tight labor market seems to be easing, and the economy is growing more than expected, pushed along by consumer spending. Powell told me this is all good news, and the Fed can always raise interest rates to cool things off if it looks like the economy might overheat.
If the economy comes in stronger than expected, that just means we'll have to do more in terms of monetary policy to get back to 2%, because we will get back to 2%.
That is 2% inflation. And in the economic projections released yesterday, a majority of Fed officials did pencil in another interest rate hike this year, along with stronger economic growth. Powell says the Fed now has the luxury to stand pat on interest rates and just see what happens.
Given how far we've come with our rate hikes and how quickly we've come here, we do have the ability to be careful as we move forward because of that consideration.
But Powell acknowledged there are a lot of headwinds that could blow the Fed off course. The auto worker strike could affect economic output, climbing gas prices can change consumers' inflation expectations, and a government shutdown could weigh on consumer confidence. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
A BBC investigation alleges that the social media app TikTok is driving quote-unquote online frenzies, which encourage antisocial behavior. The analysis shows disproportionate amounts of shares, likes, and comments on certain topics in the video sharing platform that then lead to disruption and disorder in everyday life. Mariana Spring reports.
We identified four recent episodes when a TikTok frenzy appeared to be connected to harmful behavior, including innocent people being falsely accused in a murder case in the US, videos fueling riots in France, and in the UK, people interfering in a police investigation of a missing woman in Lancashire, and vandalism during school protests. Several former TikTok employees told us that limiting the spread of this harmful content wasn't a priority for the company. TikTok said it reflected conversations already happening, and its recommendation system was designed to prioritize safety by suggesting a range of content, proactively interrupting repetitive patterns, and reducing the reach of videos containing unverified information.
That was the BBC's Mariana Spring. And with that, remember NFTs, non-fungible tokens, those digital collectibles where you could use blockchain technology to own a piece of digital art, cartoon of a monkey, for thousands or even millions of dollars? Well, a new study from industry research group Dap Gamble finds that 95% of them are now pretty much worthless. The most common price for an NFT is $5 to $10.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been taking a look at tipping this week. In the U.S., the standard amount for tip has drifted upwards over the past few years, and people are nudged in new ways to add a gratuity. Those little tipping screens pop up even for takeout meals. Even self-checkout machines sometimes request tips. Today, we are taking a look at how things are done in the U.K. Here's the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson.
To tip or not to tip? That's often a tricky question for Brits because tipping is still generally seen as optional. Jane Pendlebury is the CEO of HOSPA, an organisation for hospitality industry workers.
Most people expect to tip when they have had a meal in a restaurant. If they were serving themselves or if they were up at a counter picking something up, then I don't think there would be any expectation for a tip.
In restaurants, the standard tip is around 10%, but people won't leave any extra if they think the service hasn't been good enough. Taxi drivers don't expect a tip, but sometimes people will say keep the change when they pay with a bill. And of course, tips are now built into ride-sharing apps like Uber. Cheers, mate. In the UK, employers have to pay a minimum wage of just over $13 an hour, and everyone gets free healthcare, so there's less reliance on tips to top up workers' income. That's something that Rhys Mason, the bar manager of the Sun Tavern, a bar in London, has had to get used to.
If you're out with a couple of your friends, you just want to have a couple of pints, don't expect you to tip. But if there's a group of 25 people celebrating an engagement party, there's going to be a little bit more of an expectation.
He's originally from Ontario in Canada, where he says,
a few years back, a server wage was a few dollars lower in expectation that you would be paid tips on top of that, usually somewhere between 15 and 18%.
Now Ontario has introduced a minimum wage of $15.50 an hour, a third more than the US federal minimum wage. Plus, Canadians get free basic medical care. So where do tips go in the UK? Some restaurants and bars allow workers to keep them and others divide them between everyone on shift. But it's not illegal for employees to use a service charge when an automatic tip, usually of 12.5%, is applied to the cheque to boost the revenue. And that's partly why people like Louise Kennedy only tip in certain places.
I tend to tip 20% or more if I'm in an independent establishment. I feel comfortable with an independent that I know who's getting the money, whereas when it's a chain, that isn't quite as clear.
That's changing next year when all the tips will have to go to staff. In London, I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.
We've got more on the history of tipping, a guide to tipping, and the tipping debate in South Korea, among other things, all at marketplace.org. Check it out. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.